just as you start talking, they go live. That's a good shout-out from them.
Please stay around after the game, because we will have a few people from either team come on and we'll have a little chit-chat.
But like I said, I have absolutely no idea what's going on in Gorge, and Brody's already doing a very different setup with
they got two NGs.
Yeah, a sniper and only one soldier.
You know, I've seen this double sniper attack very often, so... And Crocodile is putting his exit up in my favourite place, but I don't think... There he is. So if you spec Crocodile, there's a very, very good place for an exit right there.
So, Crocodile suiciding to get that sentry built faster. Fanvert isn't... Is he building anything? Where is he?
He's building that entrance.
He's at spawn, right. So, yeah, perhaps we are seeing some tactics. There is a very, very long setup time here. And Fanvert is building a teleporter by the forward spawn. So Broda running two NGs. I thought they might change, but they haven't. They've got a sniper as well, so it's just a soldier and a demo as the heavy attacking classes. And two snipers here, Cookie and Reveril.
Guys, you need to look at these building positions. There are the first yard. Some crazy stuff going on here.
Would suggest that...
Look at them going back and forth with the teleporter.
That is a really nice idea there. Maxim gets the first kill, sniper down. Cookie, their best sniper. So that won't be too great for Spar. And we've got an aggressive push here from Waco. He's forced the Uber and he's going to die, but it was worth it now. Broda still got their Uber and the demo man's going to go in and go down there. He's going to get the first inkling of the sentry defense that Broda are putting up. And that is pretty impressive because, as you know, you can't spam over. That soldier is going Superman for a flying trip because he is not getting anywhere near those sentries. Broda have counter-Ubered, so they are pushing back in. Maxim killing up the enemy medic and sniper. So they both go down. And a spy comes in, didn't notice that, and he manages to get torn. So that is a crucial kill because they just killed Chi, so the Ubers... Spar are actually going to get a slight advantage here because they've spawned, and Torden hasn't got anyone to heal at spawn. He's going to be able to take the teleporter, but here we go. On the other side, Spar have wisened up. They're using the space to their advantage. Is Maxim going to go down? He should do here. Yeah, he does. Minimoose takes him down. And if he can get some spam going up, yeah, Spar doing really nicely here. They've picked apart Broda, and I'm sure Broda won't be happy about this because that defense looked pretty rock solid, and they've lost it fairly quickly. It had the surprise impact, but Spar splitting up so that they can attack the sentries just out of range, and they've taken it down. I need to get everybody on this control point because this cap's slow, doesn't it, guys? X-Vain, you were watching that. What do you think happened with that defense that Broda lost it?
Well, it was the spa demo, Noxious, that took out the right sentry first from a spot without spa needing Uber. That's not like the downside of a sentry. I mean, it stays in the same position, so once it's called, they can work out a spot where they can take it out easily. Here.
Crocodile tried to get a sneaky kill on Chi. He's going to have to get some health. And they are still running a spy here, so Reveril might be someone to keep an eye on. Don't know if they're going to wait for him to get a pick, but if they do, they're wasting valuable Uber time because they've had an Uber advantage for a long time here. Torden's going to get it, though. And Berserker has gone sniper. Going to try and get a pick, I would imagine. But
Reveril is still spy. And he's inching his way to the medic right now.
Medic Torden is standing very still here, so Torden could get taken down. Berserker gets picked off by Cookie, as one might expect. Spy is there, you can see him. He's perched on the rail, he's coming in round behind Torden. They've Ubered in, perhaps could have waited because he was in a perfect position, Spar, but they've Ubered, they're multiing a lot, and good work there from the Broda Heavies. They managed to take down Minimoose, but Weko and Makisum get taken down. Torn gets an Ubersaw, but before gets killed down, and Spar looked like they were going to do really well there, and Reveril is a spy and gets cleaned out. I would have thought that they had the advantage there. They took out some of Broda's heavies, but what happened, Swally?
There was a bit of a lack of communication, it seemed like. Reveril was in a very nice position, but I don't know if it was his fault or... Wow, nice headshot by Berserker as I was talking.
Very nice, yeah.
But yeah, I think it was just seemed to be a lack of communication there, maybe. Inexperience!
Inexperience, yes. We're wheeling out the bike classics here. Inexperience. I've forgotten the other words. Oh, yeah, it's experience and inexperience are Byte's repertoire of words. Berserker goes down to a clumsy death. He won't be happy about that. Gets a headshot there. Cookie didn't. Cocky does on 28 health, but he's going to stay alive. There's quite a lot of pressure here from Spar, and they have got a heavy. And crits here! Nice switch there. Cookie and Minimoose go down. Really nice switch there. Noxious goes down. They've got one heavy to kill. Heavy comes in, takes out Torden, which is pretty important, but
that demo was as well. Nice.
That was really nice from Broda.
Yeah, Torden got some smart thinking on the go today.
He has, definitely.
What I still wonder now, though, is that if Spire's already called the sentry where it's at, because I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're pushing in now. This is where we've seen teams do really well, when they manage to get the height advantage, and they've been able to walk in because of that heavy kill on the medic. They're going to be able to pick stuff off if they can trap Broda in their spawn, which they haven't, but they're still... they've taken down the sentry gun nicely. They're on the point. Sentry goes down, Mackison goes down to a spy, and this should be... Yeah. This is going to be Spar's point. That was a bit of a turnaround... turn up for the books, considering how well that crits just worked for Broda.
It was sad to see that like Torden and Mackison went down with the crits, because at first it was a great move, but I think in the end it cost them, because the respawn time and all, and Spar really pushing up.
They just
did a great move there.
You mentioned on this map, is a very fast respawn time for the attackers, and for the defenders it's a little bit slower, and took advantage of that very well.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Broda, I'd be a little disappointed, considering that they clearly had some nice tactics. Those sentry guns, I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing those pop up a lot in other games, because they were really nice. They'd clearly got a rhythm going. But 5 minutes 12 isn't a bad time at all on this map, considering... The first point caps very slowly, and that second point can be quite hard to push. And Spar got it wrong once, possibly even twice, but managed to get in a fairly respectable time. So Broda are going to have their work cut out here to cap it in less time.
Yeah, this map's very, very much faster than Granary. I mean Gravel Pit, sorry.
And Granary, you noob. Right, let's do a quick lineup. Revel is playing NG and Cookie playing Sniper. Other than that, it's all normal classes. Berserker is playing Sniper. Broda takes out Cookie, so that's one of the key players for Spar down. They're not going to be pleased about that, because he's pretty crucial to their defense. And Broda moving in on the right-hand side as you look towards the point from spawn. We see Cockadil go down there. A bit stupid, really. You didn't need to go aggressive. But at least they know now where the sentry is. And Broda have switched. They're now on the left-hand side. Pretty sensible, because there's a lot more space on that left-hand side. They push themselves in. They forced Uber now. And counter Uber coming in from Spar. The bad thing is here for Broda, they've got nowhere near that sentry. Here we see Soldier trying to get up top. Torden gets taken down. That's bad. And that Soldier is pretty much the only one there, aside from the demo. And... Broda need to play smart here, because they need to stick together. Crocodile goes down, and this demo, Mackison gets taken down. Nice sniper shot from Cookie. That was a shame, because they managed to switch nicely. Swally, what would you say?
I'd say you're lagging, mate.
Am I really?
You are a little bit, but...
Oh, no. Right. I think my ping is dropping. I apologise for that. Spar have got an Uber advantage, and Berserker goes down, so they're without a sniper. Respawn soon. Mackison trying to do a nice little jump over the top of the roof to try and get some damage onto that sentry, but he's not going to be able to do it. They've got Uber, Spar have, so they're going to be able to defend. They're sitting in the main hall, not moving. They've got a sniper on the right, who's protected by a soldier. And let's check out Broda. They're going to go for that left-hand push. They've Ubered in early with the demo. That demo needs to get towards the sentry, and he's got a long way to fire. Soldier spam is backing him up. That's much better from Broda. They're staying tight as a unit. And that soldier from Spar does some damage, which is able to be capitalized on by Mini Moose and Needy. And so Broda are down to three. Cockadoodle's low as well. And he gets taken out. Noxious dominating him there. Weko does well to take out Cookie. And Fanva cleans up with Chi. That could be a really important kill considering the respawn times. But Spar still looking as if they've got some defense. They've got a Demoman and a Soldier there. Having said that, the Soldier goes down. Now there's a Demoman sitting up by spawn. He could do a really nice defense here. Takes out Berserker. He's got the backing of a Sentry, which just goes down now, and he's going to get cleaned up by Fanva. So almost a second wave of defense there from Spar, but a good push by Broda. They learned from their mistakes, definitely, would you say, X-Fane?
Well, yeah. They pushed in now like they should have done on the first push, which is take down the Sentry, make Spar Uber, and then see where it's at from there. Deathmatch him from then on.
Yeah. Now, they've already pushed on. Their heavies have already pushed on. They've got two scouts capping, which is going to cost them time-wise. Might not be the best move, but they have got Uber, and they can push in. Chi's going to get Uber before they push in, without a doubt. He's on 95. They've Ubered in, and Soldier goes aggressive, and the counter Uber comes in. Revel's already got a Sentry up, and Broda really need to do something about that. They haven't lost any players yet. Having said that, Cogger goes down, and Noxious cleans up Berserker. So Spar looking pretty solid here, haven't lost anyone, they've still got the Sentry intact, and she's on 12% Uber, a little behind Torden, but not by much. They just need to keep this defence solid. What do Broda need to do here, would you say, Swally, to try and break this defence that you're watching from Spar?
I think they just need to get some picks, maybe. I hope the Berserker gets a nice pick on someone, and hope that Cookie doesn't get a pick on themselves, I guess.
Yeah, they're rushed for time here. They might regret not having that cabbing power. Noxious goes down, that demo man down. That's really crucial because they can walk in without the stickies, the damage of stickies. And they've wheeled out a heavy. Fanva is going to rain down damage from above here. And they're putting a lot of pressure on. They've done really well there. They've managed to walk right in, and their Uber's been popped. They're Ubered on the point. Now, Spar have an Uber and a height advantage. They've dropped down, but Cookie and Reverell go down. That was a bit of a waste there from Broda, because they could have kept some height advantage and let the scouts cap. As it is, Spar are now looking like they're going to get this. There's a lone sniper trying to do some damage. Makasim, low, 81 HP. Could he clutch this? Unlikely. He's got a scout, a soldier, and a medic to fight, and he gets taken down. And surprisingly, we've got one scout here trying to be the hero, but he gets taken down. Another scout. This is close, actually. Much closer than I thought. And, no, Broda can't quite do it. They have scouts pouring in, but not quite enough time. And perhaps that was a case of them being careless on the cap, would you say?
No, like I said, if the medic goes down on the gorge, it's basically going to be a roll and last. And what you saw with the Broda defense was at some point, Torden went down and they just couldn't match it anymore with the Ubers and just positional play. And with the Spa defense, I didn't see Chi going down at the crucial moment. Like, if Chi went down, then Torden went down as well. So at the last point, it was always the same amount of Uber, and that's what basically saved Spa.
I think what happened was Broda did exactly what they needed to, what I said, is get the pick. But once they got the pick, I think they got overexcited, and they all jumped on the point and didn't realise that Chi hadn't gone down. And she just Ubered right onto them, and it was GG from there on. If they had stayed, what they should have done is either maybe stayed back a little bit more, but that would have lost them time, or they could have gone up to their spawn and deathmatched them head on and hoped that they were going to kill enough of them to be able to jump on the point and just cap it off.
Yeah, I'd agree. They needed their scouts really to get on that point, force Spar to drop down and to defend it, and then just use their height advantage. And that's the one thing we've seen that successful teams on this map do. And we've gone live, I think. Yeah, we've gone live. Now, are Spar going to run the same defensive tactic? It proved reasonably successful, would you say?
Maybe.
Fine. Be very coy and silent there. That's great. What I need on a radio show.
It seems that is exactly. Oh, maybe not. I think they're trying something a little bit more special.
Yeah, perhaps they've taken inspiration from Broda and are going to try and do something snazzy. It's interesting because one of the last games we casted was Crackclan versus someone else. I've forgotten. They were German. I remember that. They were German. Oh, it was No Tag. That's right. And Crackclan tried to hold this front yard. They had a heavy up on the boxes. And it's interesting that now we're seeing more and more teams just negating to hold that front yard area. Why would you say that is? I mean, it's a nice big open space. Surely you can just deathmatch there.
Nah, it's not really a good spot to hold because the respawn time to it as defense is basically long. And it's long and open, like you said, and most teams use two snipers like you see now again.
Yeah, Cookie gets taken down by Fan over there, so they've got the pick. Which way are Broda going to push in now? They've got a soldier top left as you're looking towards the point from spawn, and they seem to be trying to jump up over the clip to see where Spar are, but the medic and the demo are pushing in into main. Uber's triggered, counter Uber back, sentry goes down nice and quick so the other classes can get involved, and the demo man from Broda, Makisim, is going to go down. Surely he's very weak. Wickergoats gets taken down. We've got a soldier coming in aggressive. He's low as well. But Cookie goes down from a nice pick from Berserker. And Berserker gets a second kill on Chi here. Now Broda need to stay together, but it's 3-on-1. Torden needs to get out if he can, but he's trapped. He goes down. Needy and Minimoose, however, get picked off. And Torden has the last laugh because he manages to get that needle kill. We've got two down. Noxious goes down. And we're going to see the start of a cap here for Broda. That was nice work.
Yeah, this looks like it's going to be a fast time. Unless Spy get their act together, they're going to get roly-polied.
Roly-polied, because it's cappy-cappy, isn't it? Cappy-cappy. Cookie goes down again. Berserker is definitely winning the sniper war. And Broda again are pushing on. Only times 3 on the cap point. Make that times 5 now, as I speak. But let's see what the state of defense is. I'm just going to fly over and have a quick look. Yep, Spar is setting up the sentry underneath the little ledge, firing onto the point, as most teams do. Chi is on 65% Uber. They're building furiously, but Torden's on pretty much the same, so they're nice and equal there. And Broda are going to move in on the... where are they? I can't find them.
Up top.
There we are, up top. They're
up top
getting
left.
Ready to move in. Got a soldier on the left-hand side, and they switched. Uber's triggered, through the stickies safe, and the soldier goes aggressive, gets saved nicely, and Noxious goes down. That's a big loss, and that soldier's going to go down. Makisim and Weaker goes down. But Cockadil does manage to clean up the sentry. Counter Uber from Chi. He's got one soldier. Berserker goes down here, and there's only two players alive. Torden has managed to escape with Fanva. Fanva's on pretty full health. And Torn goes down, unsurprisingly, against a soldier and a medic. But Fanva's still running around this point, desperately trying to get up some kills. He's on 23 HP, but he's getting back.
I can't believe he got
now.
Away with that.
That is ridiculous. He should have gone down there. The difference is here that Torn's only just spawned, so Chi is going to have a nice big Uber advantage, and Berserker goes down. So Broda in no state to push at the moment. And Spar could hold this point quite nicely. The sentry's going to get whacked up to a level 3. Fairly soon, and Special Attack have got a nice chance to hold this point out, considering that they lost the first one in a minute 35 seconds, which is a very quick time.
I have a feeling they need to maybe change the times on this map a little bit, tweak them, because it seems very hard to... I don't see how they're going to defend for 10 minutes.
Uber's popped, and Weaker goes down.
Broda, switch to crits now, here we go.
Crits! Counter crits, but the Uber hadn't quite run out, so Makisim and Torden going down, and that was Torden's smart thinking that could have actually been quite nice, but it was just too soon that he was forced to Uber, and normal Uber hadn't run out for Spar, and that I think was a classic example of teams losing discipline. I think it was Cockadil jumped in to try and get the sniper, he went down. Weko went in to back him up, he went down, and it was just player after player going down, trying to support each other, and Spar just stayed as a nice tight unit.
Yeah, we like to call that lemmings.
Lemmings, okay, I'll flow with that. Fanva comes in with the heavy now, and even though they're spread out, Broda are doing some really nice damage here. They've got a soldier over on the left-hand side. Fanva comes falling in. He takes out the sentry. That was really nice heavy work. And even though Cheese on 90% Uber, he's got one soldier to heal. Broder are all over this point. He goes down on 99% Uber. And that was really nice work from Broder. And Spire should not have let that happen. X-Fane, what did Broder do right then? Because that was immense.
They basically just went out without the Uber. They knew Spa had the bit of Uber advantage, so they had to go for it, else they were stuck the next couple minutes, and I think it just worked out. They had the great positional play up top first, spamming it all down. And yeah, they also switched, I think, a scout for a heavy, so yeah, they were really heavily focused.
Yeah, that was a really, really nice tactic. And they're running double engine again. And this time,
different position, I think.
Different positions. They've got sentries on the forward area. Perhaps they're thinking, considering how short their time was, 4 minutes 28, that's a very, very fast time for this map. If they can slow them down in the yard and then with the slow capture, it's going to be too long for Spar to cap it. They're going to get a level 3 sentry up before the round started because of this long setup time.
I guess, and, Dave, your wish has come true. They're going to set up outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got Rebel playing Spy.
You're going to see how much it feels.
There's a bold call from Swally there. Let's see what happens, because...
Because Swally knows.
Well, Swally thinks he knows. Let's wait and see how it plays out, eh? Reverall the Spy goes down. That's going to be disappointing, because I'd have wanted him to get a nice pick, but he hasn't. And the plan at the moment working out, because I'm not sure... Soldier there gets air-gived, but he manages to take out the sentry. That was really nice work. Noxious goes down, though, and Spar are three down, and they've barely got out of their own spawn. That's not ideal, really. Reverall spawned again, and he's staying Spy, but Broder here, the sentry's going back up. They've got a level one, and they didn't even use their Uber. Neither did Chi, to be fair, but they're struggling to get out. Sentry gun goes down. Spar need to push in aggressively here, because they haven't got time to mess around. Spy's going in for the flying kill. Forces Uber, so good job there. And Chi's been forced back. He's Ubered now, but they're still fighting in the yard. They need to get beyond this and attack that point, because I haven't looked, but I have a feeling there's going to be a sentry on second. There's a teleporter, at least.
The sentry's on the right. Far right-hand side.
On the far right,
on the
yeah.
roof.
So that's going to prove an even longer distraction for Spar. Byte is inviting me to voice chat. That is the last thing I need. I'm just going to tell him to go away.
That's so rude.
Good evening, Byte.
Has he joined the channel? I don't believe the chief
just,
of this
no, just, come on, just keep casting.
I apologise.
Trying to steal
Blame
your thunder.
Spar have somehow managed to get onto the point in all that furor I was dealing with Byte, so blame him for the lack of casting. And they're pushing on. Crocodile goes down nicely there, but they need to get the capture power on this. They've got 2 minutes 30 seconds probably by the time this gets captured, and that's being generous, and that's barely enough time for 2 pushes if they mess the first one up. So we're really going to need to see Spar get it right first time. Torden's going to get Uber. They've got a level 1 sentry going up, so that'll probably be level 2 by the time they push in if Spar go in straight away. But yeah, they need to be quick here, don't they, guys?
This is the only chance of Spa have of possibly coming first in their division. If they can get
Reverall
a draw here, and
the
then they get lucky by Broder losing somehow.
Reverall is in. He's undetected. He's in a good position. Decloaking. Watch Reverall. He hasn't decloaked yet, sorry. I'm jumping the gun. He's decloaked. Spy! There we go. And the Uber's come in. He gets 2
Holy.
Kills there. Really nice. And this could be Spar's round. You wouldn't expect it. They need to stay alive. Careless death there from the sentry. And the sentry's still up. And they're losing players left, right, and centre. This is appalling, considering they lost... Oh, dear, guys, you're throwing it away. It's just the demo here. He's going to get taken out. Oh, I speak too soon. He takes out Berserker, but he does go down eventually. And how did Broder manage to stay alive from that? That was ridiculous.
I don't even want to speak to any of the Spy guys after that.
Yeah, they said... he gets his third kill on the demo man. Torden was right there, didn't manage to commit in time, and Wicker goes down as well. So they've got a minute left. They're not going to be able to get Uber in that time, probably. but they're just having to go for broke here. Soldier, aggressive, manages to take down Torn and Berserker and the kick on Kodokuril. How are they managing to do this? They've killed six.
Whoa!
No way. Makisim.
Now it's just Broder being careless and that's going
to
be
that
it.
That is unbelievable. Oh, wow. That was a phenomenal two minutes there. GG's exchange. Don't go anywhere, guys, because we do have interviews. But that, I can't believe they managed to pull that back there, Spar. That was crazy.
That's a
great work for them.
Yeah, I think Reveril
great
there is
work
probably
both things, actually.
Man of the moment. You would have thought, with the respawn times, that they wouldn't have even been able to get there, let alone attack. So what did Broder do? I mean, that is definitely a demo to watch, because it happened so, so fast.
A lapse of concentration, definitely.
They probably thought they had it in the bag, didn't they?
Well, they just
guys, please stick around.
Down.
We're gonna get some Broder and some Spa people on Mumble and have a little chit chat. See their thoughts on the game.
Yeah, for sure. I can't imagine a more exciting end to that game than the one we saw. Bite laughing away.
Good evening. No, the only reason I was laughing is what Swally pointed out to me.
What did Swally point out?
He said, "Don't go anywhere, bite." For some reason. Even when you meant the audience, but yes. How was the game, Dave?
Do you guys
want
to do some shout-outs while I'm getting these players?
We're talking about the game here, Swally.
I agree.
Okay.
What was the game like?
The Who game? Well,
no, but you can watch the STV, mate. Do some shout-outs.
Byte is the figurehead of ETF 2L Radio, and here we are having a Scotsman taking the piss. Right. Broder 5-0 Spar on Freight. It was an absolute roll. Spar didn't get into the game at all.
On Freight?
On Freight, yeah.
Wow.
You thought Spar would win with their German Freight connections. You were wrong. So,
that's a shame.
Without me.
Did they pay Sniper or not?
They did, and that was part of their problem. We were saying that they were too dependent on Cookie trying to get picks, so they were playing very defensive, defending him, and Broder just walked all over them.
Was he aiming well, or was he not?
No, he didn't get any kills with him, unfortunately.
No surprise.
It was a bit of a disappointment there.
No surprise.
Perhaps
continue.
Had to turn the cheats off with all the spectators. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Right, we are going to have some players joining. We'll quickly talk about Gorge. Who won the first round?
Guys, jump in the main channel.
Yeah, jumping in the main channel.
Both rounds went to Spa. On Gorge.
Well, you can stay here, but the guys you want to talk with have to be in the main channel.
Right.
Oh, okay, makes no difference.
So, yes. Did Spar win both rounds? They won the second round in a phenomenally close round. Basically, Byte. Reveril got two backstabs. Spar Ubered in and somehow managed to lose the point, even though the medic and soldier had gone down for Broder. But then just when we thought Broder had it in the bag, Spar somehow managed to get back and took the last round. So it was crazy fast, crazy fun.
Cool.
But very, very exciting. Did Spar win the first round? I can't even remember.
Yes.
They did. Well then.
It wasn't drawn total maps.
As we were talking about before, we said Spar perhaps had the chance to get themselves some credibility back after that 5-0 whitewash. And they've done it, so well played to those guys. Perhaps they'll be willing to have a chance
players
for an
in.
Interview.
Yeah, players are in, so.
The players are in.
Noxious and Torden are here.
Yep.
I'm trying to find other people.
Hey guys, congratulations on a very exciting game.
Hello?
You must be happy with Freight. Let's talk about Freight a bit first, because that was where we began. Yes. Had you guys planned to do so well? I mean, literally just went aggressive, surely, and was that the tactic, or is that how it just happened?
First of all, are you able to hear me? I don't think so.
Hello?
Torden's unmuted, but he's not here, I guess.
Well then, is Noxious here?
He did just say something.
No, Torden's here. I messed up the mumble. Just talk here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Torden. Yes. Hello?
All right.
Can you hear us?
Hello, boys and girls.
Right. I'll repeat the question and try and make it a bit more succinct.
I heard your question, something about fright, and if we did what?
Yeah, basically, it looked from a caster's perspective that you just planned to just go mega aggressive. Was that your tactic, or did you just see that Spar were playing quite defensively?
No, we expected them to go with a sniper. And we have a good sniper too, but we prefer doing it fast.
Yeah, we felt as commentators generally that you guys had the more superior teamwork in terms of keeping your heavies together. And definitely avoiding playing a sniper perhaps worked in your favour, definitely. Were you surprised that it worked as well as it did?
Not really, because we played them on Fright and ESL, and it was a very, very similar game.
Right, so you knew what to expect.
So, I was sort of surprised. I thought maybe they would have changed their tactic based on that loss, but they were running the same, and so did we.
Fair enough. So, is someone from Spar here? Sorry, there's quite a few people in this channel, which is great, but...
Chi is supposed to be connecting. Oh, here he is.
Chi. Hey, Chi, can you hear us? And Mini Moose is here. Hello, Mini Moose.
Yeah, Mini Moose is on.
Hello.
And Chi is also unmuted.
I'm unmuted.
Hi, Chi.
Okay.
I know you're laughing.
Hello, Chi.
Before Chi speaks too much, everybody, if you want to hear a quintessential German accent, listen to Chi. It is beautiful. Right. Anyway, let's talk about Freight. You guys... Torden was just saying they beat you very similarly in, was it ESL? And they expected you guys to change your tactics, but it didn't seem like you did. What were you thinking running the sniper?
I don't know. I was against it, but everyone else thought it's a good idea. No, I don't know. we prepared so much. We watched the demo and tried to do anything possible to find some small hint to break this defense of the demo on the left side, but we didn't find anything good. Then we just improvised. Because we didn't find... some other games we were training for, so we didn't focus so much on Fright.
Yeah, we noticed that you stopped playing Sniper and went Scout, but that didn't seem to help much. I mean, from our perspective, Broda were just going incredibly aggressive. Is that how you felt? You just... constant waves of attack?
We knew they were going to go aggressive because we'd already played them, but we're so used to playing with Cookie as sniper on Freight, we really don't know how to counter it properly.
For all your preparation perhaps got a bit unlucky, but it was definitely well played to Broda. We said
definitely
that we thought Torden played very, very well.
It was exactly the same last time. When it was on ESL, we got the first middle and the second point easily, and then we failed so often the last point to attack. We just don't know. I don't know. Usually we fight is not so difficult to get the last point, but against Brother, we failed so often.
And perhaps that's just a testament to their skill as a team, because those guys are very good. I've seen some excellent results from them recently. So, moving on to Gorge. Gorge was an interesting one. What can I say about that last round? Just when we thought Broda had it in the bag, even after that double Revel spy kill, which we were watching with eagerness, Spar, somehow, you managed to rescue it. Let's take the loser's perspective, Torden. What were you thinking? I mean, you guys just seem to lose concentration.
I'm not quite sure. It started with Mackison getting backstabbed there, and it was called, but he didn't manage to turn around in time. What happened afterwards? I'm not quite sure.
I think that was the third of the spy kills, but Reveril managed to get in behind you, and he took out you and Wiko.
We wrote out that attack, surprisingly enough.
And how did you manage it?
I had the feeling that the spy might come in that hole there where I was standing, so I was trying to look at it, but...
It was that incredible sentry gun.
Sentry took some kills, I guess.
When he said there's a sentry and I just didn't hear it and I just went into it and I jumped down and I was dead, and then, of course, everyone else died, surely.
Yeah, it looked from our perspective. I was in free cam and I was looking down on the point, and I saw all of Spar just dropping down onto the point, and the sentry just cleaning up with Makisim getting some demo kills and some soldier kills as well. And he's just head in your hands. What are you guys doing? But then was somebody raging on comms and said, right, guys, pull it together, because you managed to turn it around.
Oh, well, I mean, should have heard the rage. We were raging throughout the whole of Gorge.
What do you guys think of the map in general?
Really don't like it. We haven't played it much, but from what we have played, it's just so based on luck.
Yeah, that's.
Did you guys notice the tactic that Broder used in the first round?
No, we didn't know it.
That had been on pubs before, and as Needless said after that, it doesn't even work on pubs, so...
Well, you just got all your hard work slayed.
That's we not practiced fine. So much.
We practiced so much. We practiced that for 10 minutes, trying to get that.
Yeah, we saw that, and we said, you know, that's the kind of routine that you can't just make up on the spot. You need to practice that. So I personally was getting quite excited, because in my experience, teams that actually practice Gorge usually win it. And you guys have bucked that trend.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have been practicing the map quite a bit and trying out different, but it's unfortunately what it comes down to is small details like a spy backstabbing someone. So it's really a problem.
So basically what you're saying is very reliant on picks, like for picks, spy picks.
Yeah.
That gets
quite random on who gets that pick and when.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that, because surely, I mean, in such a team-based game, it's quite rare on 5-point maps that a single player can cause like a problems for a whole team. But a sniper, I mean, Berserker definitely had some good shots. Cookie was able to keep up in some areas, but. Generally, surely it plays to a competitive gamer's strength to have the ability for one person to do so much damage.
Well, in my opinion, the big problem with maps like that is that it's too reliant on an Uber. I think when you're changing the format from the 5-point maps, like you do with attack defense, I think you need to look at what other changes can you make to comply with the new type of gameplay. And to me, maps like this turn into sort of Uber Fortress, where everything is around the Uber or something like that. It would be interesting to see, for example, a rule where you can't have Ubers or something. I think it would be interesting to see if people play around with the rule set a bit on those maps. Because right now, I think it's too much down to luck, basically. Or yeah. Randomness.
Yeah. Cool. I have one thing to say.
Oh, you're awesome here. Hi.
Yeah, I have one thing to say, and it's especially for Timo from TLL. Making bacon.
Thanks for that valued contribution.
Yeah.
I would say that about the no Uber thing, it would be incredibly hard pushing last.
Yeah, I mean, there's sentry and stickies. And
you only need a soldier on the right to guard the right-hand side passage and give early warning of pushes up top. And then the only place you can really push is main, and the spam on main would be like stupid amounts, so... I don't see how you'd be able to push with Al Uber.
I would agree with you, except Broder on the first round and on the second round, I think, managed to cap it without Uber. They got Fanverse heavy, getting some damage. So as much as I would like to agree with you, the evidence kind of says otherwise.
I think that was mainly due to our mistakes. So
yeah,
I
got so much spam from surges and heavy, and I was so low I had to retreat, and then the left side was open and.
Right.
And everyone died when I went back with Needy to heal myself, and then Uber didn't help anything, or I didn't even had Uber to block the last point.
And I think if you look at the demo, you'd see that I wasn't in the right position either. So, I mean, that's why the heavy could just drop down. He got me down to, like, I don't know, 60 health maybe, and then I was just stuck down below.
It's interesting. It's definitely a tactic that I think some teams should look at picking up and put it in their sort of arsenal, because it did work especially effectively, and definitely one road of the first round, at least, I would say.
Yeah.
I think that probably concludes about as much as we can talk about Gorge without people getting too bored. So it's probably a reasonable time to wind up, unless Swali has any questions. I think X-Fan's gone AFK.
I'd like to say congratulations to Torden for getting run of the match on Freight.
Yeah, we haven't actually done Gorge yet.
It has to be Reveril.
I think I'd be inclined to agree with you. Those three spy kills were great to watch, and if it hadn't been for Spar's slight lack of concentration and lack of comms about the sentry, they would have won the round there and then in a very fast time. So yeah, man of the match for the first map, Torden, and for Gorge, Reveril.
Gotcha.
Well played to all there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming on and doing the interviews. That was a really nice insight into the game. And thank you to everyone for coming on and watching. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I wasn't as bad as Bite. Jokes. And I hope that you'll come back for more. Thank you very much to ETF2L for letting us do this, and for FB for hosting all the Mumble server, which
last
is very much
question
appreciated.
I have.
Can I, go for
can
it.
Interrupt? How many specs were on?
I don't know.
Well, I had some info from Ali. It was about 320 on the Source TV and 160 on the Mumble.
Holy moly.
160 on the Mumble. I haven't broken Byte's record.
Yeah. I'm a bit sorry about our fight, but at least on Gorg there was some action on.
Yeah. Well, we said before that we hoped that it would be a map that you could sort of turn around your misfortune on, and you did. So thank you for giving us a reasonably interesting game.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for casting.
No worries, anytime.
You will upload all this stuff?
Yep.
We will indeed.
Cool.
We will indeed. So you can watch it afterwards and enjoy your fame. When I say your name, you can just quiver with excitement. But anyway, can't believe I just said that. let's wrap it up. Thank you very much for everyone coming. And thank you and good night.
Good night. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.